It may be a good thing that Centennial Hall doesn't have a chandelier hanging in its theater, because some say they do have a phantom that lurks backstage.
The ghost light is on at Centennial Hall. Is it there to keep people from tripping while walking across the darkened stage at night? Or is it really there for the ghosts? That's right. Centennial Hall has its share of spirits, according to Mario DeVetta with UA Presents.
Most of the ghosts, I believe, are actually in this room, in the main auditorium for Centennial Hall. It's home to actually two ghosts. One is apparently a young Spanish man from the colonial period of Tucson's history and is dressed entirely in black, and former employees have seen them, as has custodial staff. And there's also a female ghost that prefers kind of a classic long billowy dress of the 1890s.
If you like the dark corners of the balcony at Centennial Hall, that's where you may meet the lady.
She's apparently been up in the very, very top of the balcony, and she's been seen crying. And there's also been reports that up there they've heard kind of hoarse whinnying noises from one of the males, actually, that frequents the theater.
The spirits of Centennial Hall seem harmless enough, but Mario says they do go bump in the night.
There's a basketball court actually kind of on stage backstage, and some of the stagehands will at times, during a show, will play backstage while they're setting up a show. And at night they've seen the basketball kind of dribbling itself on the stage, and no one else is playing it. And which, you know, is something that has happened and I think would kind of creep me out.
And while that specter may more correctly belong over at the McHale Center, the hall also has the spirit of performance, literally.
There are reports, and this could be probably backstage as well, that the piano has been seen, you know, playing itself. Now, I don't know if that's exhaustion at 2 a.m. in the morning or if that's someone actually seeing the keys moving at 1 or 2 in the morning, because there are a couple of pianos that we have backstage, one kind of on stage that's off to the side, and then we also have one in the green room that some, I guess, ghosts like to prefer.
Most of the reports of the unexplained come from the crews that work overnight at Centennial Hall. Mario admits he makes sure he's gone by 10 p.m. He has no desire to meet the spectral residents of the hall, though he doesn't necessarily want the residents of the spirit world to leave either.
Every good theater has its ghost story, so we're very proud of our ghosts because it shows that we have a theater that people want to stay in forever.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.